Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another thing that I'm excited about is this new viral trend. Now, I don't know if you all have seen it, but y'all know I stay on social media, right? And I'm new to TikTok. I'm one of TikTok's newest members. And so one of the trends on TikTok and Instagram and so many other social media platforms involves one of our very own Grammy-nominated musicians right here from the Twin Cities. Y'all remember Stokely Williams, Mint Condition song, Pretty Brown Eyes, one of their first and biggest hits, right? Keep Breaking My Heart. I don't want to sing it because I don't want to mess it up real bad. But anyway, folks are getting photos of their parents and grandparents back when they were younger. And they're saying, you know, showing the current picture of them. It says, my mom or my grandma says she used to be a heartbreaker. And then they play Pretty Brown Eyes and the song says, keep breaking my heart. Jonathan, we're going to have to find that. And then when the song comes on, they show pictures of their younger mom or the younger grandparent or the younger aunt or uncle. And it is just so amazing. And it's so much fun. And I was like, I wonder if Stokely knows about this. So I invited him to come on the show today. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Stoke, good morning and welcome to the Shaletta Show.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Now, did you have any idea that Pretty Brown Eyes was trending all over social media with folks going to find the photos of their aunts and uncles and parents and grandparents and putting those old school heartbreak pictures on there?
I had been hearing it and seeing it for weeks now. It's been a minute. And mind you, this is the second time this has happened. This happened a while back, and it was another TikTok challenge with the same song, another part of the song. And we're just like, wow. So you have other generations that are coming, you know, and getting in on this thing. So when I go do the show and get to that part of the song, it's like, wait a minute, that's the guy, that's the song that, you know, they're making the connection. So after a song that we've been doing since, my God, I'm going to date myself, like 89, we wrote this, 89, 88, you know, back in the 1900s.
I was going to say, like my kids say, back in the 1900s, they call it the olden days. But, you know, that's good music, though. I mean, here we are in the year of our Lord, 20 and 24, and the song from 1989 is still resonating with these young people. Why do you think all these years it is still moving and breathing and living?
It's true people music, you know, is music of the soul. So that doesn't go anywhere. There's no time stamp. That's what they call it, just timeless music. So it has nothing to do with the 1900s or 2024. This thing will live on as long as people are alive. And, you know, it just resonates inside a human being. So I think there's no limit. There's no Anybody can get it, as they say. You know what I mean? As long as you got a beating heart, living affections. Yeah.
And I think it's just so funny how creative these young people are with these timeless classics, like your song with Men Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes, how they've taken that and put in the younger photos of their parents and grandparents on there, making this montage right to that part of the song where they talk about keep breaking my heart. And they are just jamming. You know, I know you've seen some of them. Talk to me about some of the ones that have kind of touched your heart or that you see as being some of the most creative.
I don't know. There's so many folks that I just get a kick out of, you know, younger folks not believing. Just like, man, I can't believe my mother or my father. What? They still look like this? Y'all were, you know, because kids think they're the first to do anything, you know, and they just can't believe that there was a whole life that was lived before, you know, children. So, I mean, I just get a kick out of that, and I see the comments under it. And that's the biggest thing for me. It just gives me a little chuckle. You know, but there's so many creative that I don't know. It's just I saw one the other day that they had Johnny Jackson on, which is, you know, really I thought was a hoop. It was hilarious. Yeah,
man, the one that I saw that got me was Elle DeBarge's daughter, the R&B singer. She said, you know, my dad said he was a heartbreaker back in the day. And then the song came on and I started seeing all these pictures and I sent her a note. I said, honey, your daddy can still get it. Okay. Let's not play. Let's not pretend. Your daddy is still a heartbreaker. That wasn't a back in the day thing. But, you know, it is so right because, you know, these kids think that we just, you know, we've been parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles all our lives. I was like, hey, I didn't always wear this crossbody purse and wear these knickerbockers, okay? Skechers, okay? I used to wear the hot shorts and the half shirts and the high heel boots, okay? I was at Freak Nick. I didn't make the documentary, but I was there, okay? All right, so don't play with me.
The kids become like your parent now. Now put some clothes on, Mama. Don't do that.
So I know you're in Oxnard, California. You're getting ready for a big show. You know, talk to me about, you know, what happens when this song come on, because this song was how you all were not only introduced to us and our generation, but now our children.
Yeah, I mean, that show's not going to happen, by the way, but, you know, it's all good. But I want to show, you know, we can't do that song, you know, without leaving the stage. It's funny because there was a couple of times where I'll give you the short little story with the Mint. We had done that song every kind of way, you know, remixed it because we were so, you know, when it first came out, we were so tired of playing it. I mean, it was everywhere on the radio all the time. We had to perform it day in, day out, sometimes two, three times a day, depending on what event we were performing at. And we would just rearrange it and flip this thing around. So we were so tired of it at one point. We decided that, why don't we just not play the song? We just
thought,
let's move on. not a good idea. It was just not, that didn't work. So we found out very quickly that there's no way, you know, that can have people just up in arms with like, no, with you cannot leave the stage, almost a riot. And, but when it comes on, it's just, you know, you learn to appreciate the catalog that you have, we all have. And it's, you know, if it's making people happy, but at this point, it's nostalgia, you know, somebody's birthday, somebody's, mother celebrating something, you know, a wedding, an anniversary. That's what it's about. That's why we do music to kind of resonate at a higher vibration. And that's, you know, I'm proud of that. Proud to be a part of that legacy with the fellas. And it's an amazing feeling for me to see that smile and that people get up and dance and just, you know, have a good time.
You know, we are proud as Minnesotans. You know, we like to claim folks. You know, we still claiming Lizzo, right? And she was here for 45 minutes. And so when we, you know, see you doing so well and singing and performing, you know, songs with Snoop Dogg and so many others, you know, you getting ready to go, you know, off to another country to do your thing. We feel like, you know, that is, you know, part of us is leaving. Part of us is singing. You know, talk to me about, you know, what it means to you to have, you know, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul as your hometown and to have the support of the people who live here.
Oh, it's amazing. There's definitely a lot of Minnesota pride. You know, St. Paul, Minneapolis, this is my home ground, stomping ground. It's the area and the environment which made me which made us everything we are, you know, the whole community, the whole environment. And I take this place with me wherever I go on my back, and I represent it, you know, hopefully well. And, you know, just all the things that all my sensibilities, everything, you know, that when I think about it, go somewhere cold, I'm like, ah, this ain't nothing. This is how we handle it in soda. You know what I mean? This ain't nothing. And the snow ain't really nothing. What? Dust that off your shoulder. Keep going. But it's cold out. That's, please, this is cute. You know,
this is cute. This is nice.
Yeah,
this
is, but this real ain't babe. Even nothing. This,
yeah, this ain't nothing.
So, I mean, it's a lot of pride that goes along with it. And I'm just mm-hmm. really fortunate to have come from such an amazing spot, you know, in the world. Yeah.
Now, tell me this, because somebody's DMing me. Folks are excited that you're on the show. You're listening to Stokely Williams, Grammy Award winning singer and former lead singer of Mint Condition, right here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, talking about the viral trend involving one of his first big hits with Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes. And they want to know, what does this mean for a musician? Is this extra money? Is it just visibility? Does this mean more ticket sales? Does this mean more streams? You know, folks want to know, how does this how does this affect the bottom line?
Well, more so than anything, first, I guess, I think visibility, you know, mm-hmm. the way that streaming works is not a lot of money in it, but I think the visibility will translate at some point, as long as you're out there, as you know, as I am, you know, and, you know, it just brings more awareness to the catalog of Mint Condition and the greatness that is, and everything that we've created. And so, and I'm they're performing those songs as well. So they're making the connections, and it's just bring a good, you know, my thing is, like, as a musician, what you're trying to do is just change life one note at a time, one city at a time, one record at a time, and hopefully you affect somebody's life for the better. So that's the biggest picture. And of course, you know, the biggest thing is to be, you know, accepted by your peers and people who, you know, you just kind of, you know, good job, big boy, you know. Good job. You've done this. Mm-hmm. Such a great job of, you know, getting this catalog out there. It's a great song. And, you know, it just kind of reminds people of the work that you've done. So that's great. And you just keep going with it. Yeah. So the visibility, I would say, would be the biggest thing. Yeah.
Okay. Now, before you go, you got to tell me what's next. What's up? What you got going on?
A little bit of everything. You know, as we know this, you know, I'm still, it's a lot of people, you know, in our industry, we're kind of catching up from this whole pandemic that happened, you know, because, you know, we were down for a little while. So everything, there's a lot of dates that have been put on hold. So we're just getting to put all those makeup dates, getting some new dates. I'm in the middle of the next project, working with a lot of different people. I got some production projects that I'm working on. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff. I got some, you know, been auditioning for this thing here, that, you know, I just came off of this stage play of doing the Super Freak, the story of Rick James, and doing more, looking at getting more into that kind of thing. So it's been a lot of moving parts over here. So just hopefully keep going up Stokely Official. That's my IG or Facebook. And yeah, check out how I'm moving, and hopefully get on this train and have a little fun.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. You are so busy, and the fact that you took some time to chat with us and keep our listeners updated about what is going on in Stokely's world. We are so just honored to have you here. Stokely Williams, former lead singer of Mint Condition, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.